This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Wine in grocery stores is one step closer to a reality in Colorado, but not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Here's CPR's Will Cornelius.
Signatures were submitted today for a ballot initiative that would allow grocers to sell wine. Grocers have said this is more convenient for customers, but local liquor stores say otherwise. Jason Barassa owns Stone Fox Wine and Spirits in Loveland.
Grocery stores shouldn't have it. You're never going to get help. It's not going to grow the community.
The Secretary of State's office has 30 days to certify signatures for the ballot. If it has the required 125,000, the measure will be decided by voters this fall. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
A federal judge has ruled that the Poudre School District did provide appropriate education to a special needs student. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The judge called multiple claims from the parents of a special needs child untrue. The parents allege the district failed to provide their son the level of educational services required under federal law. They allege the school improperly reduced his therapy, causing a decline in his skills. The school district argued the boy's behaviors never impeded his access to learning. The judge ruled the boy's individualized education plan, a requirement of federal law, was developed and followed to reasonably ensure his progress. The boy has autism, Down syndrome, vision and hearing loss, and impulse disorder. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Pet adoption fees at a shelter in Denver will be cut in half this month. The Denver Animal Shelter is reducing its adoption prices through all of August as part of a campaign to clear shelters across the country. Fees for animals like puppies usually go up to $170, but now that'll go down to around $85. This is CPR and KRCC.